is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Doing pretty good.
Great, great, great. Coach, a 52-29 victory over West Broward at home on Friday. What stood out for you? What'd you learn from it?
Again, I think Parks stood out again.
I think
his decision-making is amazing. Obviously, we had the one interception, but there was a very egregious pass interference call
that wasn't called.
But nonetheless, he made great decisions again all night. When to hand it off, when to pull it and throw it, when to pull and run, which that was something new that we had to add because of the scheme of how they played. You know, we had to make him be a threat to run the ball.
And so, he slid.
Yes, thank God. I told him no Cowboy stuff.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You know, he was one of two on sliding. The other one, he kind of let the kid push him a little bit. And I told him, God, that's still too dangerous. But played well. That stood out. That's going to always stand out first to me. And then I think also the fact that our receivers were able to get open. A lot of people may not know West Broward had three Division I DBs.
Oh, yes.
Over there playing. You know, one of them's committed to FIU. The other two guys have multiple Power 5 offers. So for us to go out there and be able to get open was huge for us. And then I think being able to beat man-to-man is a big deal because, a lot of times people want to shut down a passing game. They'll say, okay, we're going to go athlete for athlete and make you run the ball or invite you to try to beat this man-to-man. If you can't do it, it can be an issue. So that stood out for us. And then, again, I think this is the second week in a row in which we've held a team under 50 yards running the football, especially with our starters in the game.
Those guys
did an amazing job with our run defense again.
So talking about that interception play, I imagine that was a spot throw.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, it definitely looked like Elias was just getting dragged. Yeah,
it was Sean. So
Was it Sean?
Sean, he went off the line of scrimmage, and, like, the kid had a full hand of shoulder pad from the top of it, yanked him down. We're all looking like, there's a flag. It's coming, and nope. But definitely a spot throw. A timing ball is really what it is. You know, you got to get it off, so that Sean can just run up under it. And, their free safety did make a great play.
Nonetheless,
so he might have broken up the pass still. But,
Might have saved a touchdown,
right.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I understand from the stats that we kind of compiled up there, and they may not be exact based on what y'all have, but we were told that Elias sets a school record on Friday.
Really?
10 receptions for 152 yards. That's the most receiving yards ever by a Camden County receiver.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's what we're being told, up in the booth. And most of those guys, there's some historians up there with us. They've been around this team for 30, 40 years.
How many catches did you have, 11?
I have 10. Do you have 11?
He was 11 for 159. So, it was spot on.
11 for 159.
Wow.
So,
if
that's the case, what does something like that mean to this team or to these kids? That's got to be cool to be part of that.
I don't even know if he knew it.
Yeah.
So, definitely going to tell him today in front of the team. I think it's a big deal. I think it's something that should be praised. In a program like this, anytime you can put your name in the history books, that's a big deal. And
sure.
So I think for him to be able to accomplish that is a huge deal, and especially, because people look at him now, they don't understand, when he first got here last year, from what I'm told, he's a far different, better player than what he was even when he first got here. So his transition to just achieving all that and becoming what he is right now is really important. So definitely we're going to celebrate that a little bit today.
Awesome. I'm glad to be able to share that. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jordan Hardy, coach, I've got 18 carries for 104 yards, somewhere in that ballpark, two touchdowns. He now has 8 touchdowns over the first 3 games.
Yep.
What can you say about that young man?
So they do a really cool thing up here. They send out stats for our entire region. And so the stats come out. I'm looking at, you know, attempts for rushing, for rushes. And Hardy is first. And I said, I laugh.
How about that?
I laugh because everybody thinks that, you know, we're just out here chucking it around. And I'm like, we're really not. Like, we're averaging 30 rushes a game. And so he ran the, you know, he's at 50 carries and 8 touchdowns right now. And so, but he's explosive, man. And I told him, I even told him at the game, I didn't know he ran as well as he does inside and between the tackles. You know, when you look at him, because of the speed and things, you assume he is a outside runner. Well, he's been phenomenal for us in between the tackles. And I think he's just continuing to have a big time year. He's averaging 5.3 yards a carry. So, you know, to give it to him two or three times, he's almost talking about 2 first downs. So the kids, he's playing amazing right now. His confidence is through the roof right now for him. And he's enjoying being the starting back.
I bet it is. And talk about being in between the tackles. His balance is what's so amazing to me, the way that he can spin around.
Oh, yeah.
the crazy angles,
the foot
keeps
in the ground.
It going.
Yeah.
So, Coach, you've got some super sophomores on this team, too, that have been exciting. You talked about Sean Green, obviously. I've got him for 4 for 111 for 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
And then you've got some sophomores on the defensive side that are really kind of showing out.
Yeah.
How does that play into the future of this program when you got these guys that are stepping in and making big plays on Friday nights as 10th graders?
Yeah, man, the future's bright. You know, those guys you're talking about on defense, up front, you've got Jacarius Holzendorf.
Holzendorf, yes, sir.
You've got Daquan. And then you've got Kingston Milton. I mean, and all three of those guys have been playing phenomenally, phenomenally well. And the best part has been, like, you see it in workouts and you saw it in the spring. You're like, okay, well, when we play someone else and the lights are on and the crowd is loud, how will they play? And all three of those guys have just been phenomenal for us early right now. They play great, 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 great football. And, you know, Kingston almost made one of the best. I mean, he almost made Defensive Player of the Year on Friday, when he tipped the ball. And if not for the quarterback pulling him,
pulling by the helmet,
that probably would have been a pick six. So you see the athleticism that he's showing.
It's beautiful.
You know, and then those two guys up front are, they are coming. And we're just excited that by the time we get to region play, we feel like they'll be basically playing like juniors at that point, as opposed to playing like sophomores. So we're beyond happy and excited about that.
So finally had a night of pretty good weather at the stadium. Did you feel the crowd? Did you feed off the crowd?
Oh, for sure. You know, like I said, even from our walk over from the locker room, when in the air tonight is playing, you know, you can feel the atmosphere. You know, like there was some people that had music playing. They turned their music off to respect our process, which even more so puts me in the mood of like, man, this is an awesome program. This is an awesome community. And then just to see a student section like go from first row to last row straight up is beyond amazing. And so, like, just, you know, the video that plays before the games, the crowd really feeds into it. So just it was an awesome feel to see, you know, what it's going to look like on a nightly basis on Fridays, as long as we've got good weather. So I was just really excited. I was happy about it. Definitely you get the goosebumps and getting your feels a little bit every week.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. Coach, you touched on this for a second before, but your defense played really well again. Under 50 yards rushing
yep.
that we gave up. You know, I showed Wayne Austell with 9 tackles and a fumble recovery. You know, just talk about how your defense has grown.
So they're getting comfortable in the scheme. And again, you know, like I just told somebody earlier, we're playing with 8 guys who had no experience under the lights. So they're only going to get better as the games go by. And I think, you know, you're watching us tackle better. Yes. You're watching us, you know, commit less penalties. You're watching us, you know, execute at a much higher level. And so I think, you know, a guy like Wayne, who's one of the guys that did play last year, as he steps his game up, the other guys get confidence. You know, Wayne's a senior linebacker. Kingston is a sophomore linebacker. And then you've got our man in the middle,
Xavier.
Yeah. Xavier Brown is a junior. So the young guy can follow the 2 older guys lead. And then same thing in the secondary, you know, Jam Daly with a phenomenal interception.
Yeah.
In the middle of the field. Like, David Coleman's playing at an elite level, and so it's given Nat the confidence to continue to get better. So I just think week by week, you know, our coaches are taking the challenge of, you know, people talking about it. It's like I say, when you look at you have to look at the total game. We gave up 14 of those 29 points came when we pulled everybody out.
Of course, yeah.
And like I tell everybody, a result on a scoreboard is not as important to me as us being healthy and then also allowing kids to get their opportunity to play in the game. So, you know, I wasn't necessarily concerned with the point total because it is what it is. If someone wants to look at it, they better go watch the film. So just proud of how we played. And again, our biggest thing is we have to stop the run. It's so much easier to run the ball than it is to pass it. And so we want to make sure we take that easy thing away right away.
So do you get the feeling that you've got, as a defensive-minded guy, that you've got the kids that can do the scheme that you want to have done?
Yeah, for sure. We do. You know, if there's one place we say that we may lack it right now, it's developing a true I can just win in any at all in any situation type pass rusher. But there's ways to generate pressure. You know, the whole the catchphrase, simulated pressures. We have to, you know, got to get better.
Sure.
As coaches to develop some stuff to give the illusion of pressure, a lot like Boston College did. My Seminoles last night.
Oh, I didn't think you'd want to talk about that.
Yeah, so
hey, I'm an LSU guy, so I had a bad night too.
So being able to kind of do some things like Boston College last night, I think will help us. But also, you know, we got to allow Wayne to be versatile in what he does because he's a very, very aggressive and good pass rusher off the edge. So, and again, like the 2 sophomores you talked about,
yes,
as those guys continue to grow in their roles, they're 2 of the better pass rushers we do have. So that's one of the biggest needs right now. But I do, we definitely have the bodies to do the things we need to do.
And Xavier Brown, quarterback of the defense, I guess. I don't know if there's a better analogy for that, but how is he coming along and being able to get out your plays on defense and how you want things to look?
He's doing a much better job. You know, a lot of people don't, again, something people don't, a lot of people don't realize, Xavier didn't get to play in the spring because of the shoulder. So he's just now getting back into the swing of things, and he's now in shape. And so now as he's gotten in better shape, he's able to be the vocal leader that we need him to be. And so he's doing things really, really well for us right now, and we're excited about that. Like, he's getting everything regurgitated out there. Our safeties have a big part in it. When you see those 3 safeties doing all the communicating, it's their job to, you know, they've got a big job in making sure, because they're a part of the pass and the run game. So they have to do a good job of communicating. They're helping him out in the sense of making sure the back end part of it's going well. But the kids are doing a good job right now. We just have to maintain focus on what's going on and not look ahead and try to get to week 8 or week 9 or what COVID week or Vidal's. Like, we can't look ahead. We have to be focused on what's right in front of us every single week.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you know, there were a few penalties, especially towards the beginning of the game or in the first half, but one of the things that I noticed is that they all seem to be effort penalties, more so than they were, knucklehead penalties.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's been impressive for us watching this team under your command, learning new stuff. Like, the discipline that they've showed has been really impressive.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's why I tell youth football coaches how important they are, because discipline in athletics, you know, yeah, you get it from your parents, but you get it from the people that are coaching you when you're young.
Of course.
And so just for me, that's been a part of me for a long time. And, you know, we're not going to tolerate the unsportsmanlike. We're not going to tolerate the late hits. Now, if it's an effort play where, like, you know, when we had one where Bo Vance fell down and on top of a guy, cool. Trying to get to the football because Coach Mays demands it from the defensive line every single rep, right? We're those kind of things we can deal with, but we're not going to deal with the boneheaded plays. And we tell guys, you won't be out there because, like we do say, when you do look forward and you're playing other programs, mm-hmm. right, good programs, you can't afford those kind of things. And so that's one. That's we want to focus on this. That's why you see us come on the field a certain way, exit the field a certain way. Even when we get, you know, when the game's over and we get together, we do something with the line. We're behind it, just because it's we want to be disciplined at all times. Tired, fresh, mad, happy, sad, whatever it may be, we want to still be disciplined in what we do. So that's kind of something that we've been trying to get control of and keep control of. So when we get down the line in tight games, we don't hurt ourselves.
Coach, I think from my records here, like, this is pretty straightforward. I think your team's averaging, what, 52 points per game now? 51 at Brunswick, 60 against East Lake, and now 52 against West Broward. What's contributing to that success? You talked a little bit about it at the beginning, but my goodness.
It's all me going in there after the Benedictine game and calling them the SOS staff.
Yeah.
Shut out staff. No, in all seriousness, though, man, those guys – they do a great job, and again, I think it goes back to Coach Alford being and the coaches over there being having the same personality every single week. I think it goes to Parks making the right decisions, because again, do we have two phenomenal skill players? You know, three when you talk about Hardy, Sean Green, and Elias Elias being big time right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, but we've also got three offensive linemen that are our mainstay, and four of them are seniors when you talk about David Turner. So they're a big part too. And I think what you're watching is just those kids you're seeing understanding of scheme, which the fact that they have been able to get their understanding this fast already screams, you know, how good a job our coaching staff is doing. And so now that has come, these guys are able to have more success. And I think that's just their dedication to it. And then, like, you know, and it gets hard because, you know, they start to smell their success a little bit. But I think the coaches do a good job of keeping them humble.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids. Your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back in to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. We talked a little bit about Parks earlier, you know, and I got him as 15 of 22, 267, mm-hmm. four touchdowns, and then another 31 yards rushing roughly,
yep.
three rushes. What a great play by that young man. But a great night by that play. But I say that to say this, you know, the fourth quarter, the you know, the bike team comes in, and you've got a really decent stand in there, yeah. And senior quarterback that comes in then.
Jimmy K.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's been fun to watch him get his opportunity and play well.
Jimmy K has been, it's been awesome to watch his maturation since we've been here. Jimmy was someone that wasn't so sure if he was going to even keep playing.
Sure.
And, you know, he was doing some things that showed that. And I think once the trust grew with Coach Alford, with myself, with, you know, the staff, you know, and obviously us earning his trust, him earning our trust,
sure.
once those things grew and got better, you watched a kid, like, literally dive into it. I mean, he's here early, just like Parks would be, as if he was the starter. He prepares very hard. He knows the offense like the back of his hand. And that's why our offense is able to go out there and still execute
continue,
and
sure.
continue.
Mm-hmm.
And we've told our defense guys, like, we're like, guys, look, Jimmy ain't saying because Parks is a starter that, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. Jimmy's like, no, I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna keep doing what I'm supposed to do, and it's showing by the way he's able to lead that entire bite unit out there, and still be able to score points. I mean, I thought Jimmy had a good game. I was excited to see, you know, Antoine Williams continue his success.
Oh, yeah.
And then Travis Garland went out there and ran the ball really, really well, which I was excited about just because you're seeing, you know, a kid that wouldn't normally get an opportunity go out there and take advantage of the opportunity and kind of open our eyes a little bit.
And even that fourth back, was it Newsom?
Yeah, Jesse. Oh, man, listen.
Wow, yeah, listen.
Jesse, yeah. Jesse is a starter on some of our special teams as it is.
Of course,
and he's a kid that's making us figure out where we can play him even more. Because, again, Jesse's a kid that was, like, I think 2 points shy of being an Ultra Cat. Or Super Cat, doing Super Cat testing.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So I think he was an Ultra Cat is what it is. And so he...
So close.
Oh, yeah. So wow. Very, very close. Very close. And so he's a kid that, you know, has a bright future. So he's a part of that sophomore class you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That sophomore class has a lot of talent, like a kid named James Campbell that plays offensive line for us. He's pushing to even crack the starting rotation for us as an offensive lineman. And he's a massive kid, 6'4", 280 pounds, ooh, that we're trying to bring along with his knowledge of the game. But we like that sophomore class is done a really good job. And that's why you see offensively us go out there and have success, because those kids have got their bought into. It doesn't matter who's out there. The standard is the standard, and the expectation is the expectation.
I love it. All right, Coach, switching gears from last Friday to this coming Friday, Rebalt comes in to Chris Gilman Friday evening. What should we expect from them?
You know, you're going to see athletes again, you know, yeah, kind of in the same vein of Wes Broward. You know, we have another 6'4", 6'5" receiver coming through here. So luckily he's not as big as the kid from last week, Mr. Moore, that's going to Florida. But they've got two tall kids that can play it. And I think, obviously, you know, when you watch film against us, I think that, you know, you're going to see the run game be hard to come by. They may come out and try to make it a 7-on-7 game. But, again, as I keep saying, when you know they got to pass it, it's easier to play pass defense.
Of course. So,
you know, I'm looking forward to that challenge again, because I think we need to continue to be challenged athletically on the perimeter so we can figure out what we can and cannot do in the run game to be able to stop the run, when we can add safeties and those kind of things, who we can leave one-on-one. But they've been a group that's gotten better week by week. You know, they lost their kickoff classic, and they lost the week one game. And then last week they put it together and won. And they've looked better each week offensively on film, and then defensively, they're, you know, they're 4-2-5 a lot like we saw this past week. A lot of one high look. So kind of, you know, the game plan will obviously change, but there will be some differences and similarities in what we do offensively.
So do any matchups stand out for you, like individual matchups, as either ones that are good for us, or, you know, I don't want to give anything away, or some that you feel like you may need to focus on?
I just think I always say, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is seeing right away how they want to guard Elias and Sean. You know, are they going to double Elias, which then leaves Sean one-on-one? Are they going to play two high look, which then makes our running game gives everything one in the running game? So I'm always saying that's the thing I'm always anxious to see, you know, because you find out quickly how much confidence someone has in their front by how they play, how they line up to defend the pass. And so I'm interested to see that. And then, like I said from the start, the biggest thing I'm concerned with is the sheer height that they have out there on the edge at wide receiver. I feel like that's going to be the big one for us, just because, you know, if a guy starts having some confidence and catching some balls, now you've got to adjust and you open up their run game. So that's where we got to, you know, I'm always nervous about that.
I'm going to bring it up an LSU guy again. Do you remember when Shaquille O'Neal used to talk about Hack-a-Shaq?
Oh, yeah.
And about how he was so big, people could just do whatever to him?
Absolutely.
It definitely feels like Elias gets that.
Oh, yeah, he does.
People climbing up his back and stuff.
The refs don't always treat him like a wide receiver. You know, he's huge, so they kind of let some of the contact go. But it's like, listen, he's a fine-tuned athlete. So, like, when he gets bumped, he's just like a little receiver. If he gets bumped the wrong way, it's going to throw off his track and things are messed up. But I was proud of him Friday for how he fought through it. You know, he definitely – I had to grab him a couple times because he was ready to fight back. You know, kind of show, like, I'm a tough guy, and I don't think I'm some prima donna athlete. Like, I'm a tough guy. And so I think that he does a good job of – he doesn't complain ever. You know, he's a hardworking, you know, blue-collar kid. So, you know, I was just happy that he showed the fight that you want to see in your big-time players.
You know, and there's got to be an aspect of players on the other team with, you know, people like Elias and surely Sean Green coming up too, where they want to make a play against this guy.
Absolutely.
So for the rest of their lives, they can say, you know, I took down this guy that's, you know, playing at Georgia,
absolutely,
that type of thing.
Coach Hobbs has challenged Elias and Sean to that every week, because when we played Eastlake, I don't know if you guys could see number 21, their corner,
He was talking so much trash.
No.
Oh, man, the whole game. And he made, heck, on the goal line, on the north end, he made a really good play on a fade ball. And Coach Hall's like, that kid is going to put that on his highlight. He's going to make sure it says five-star. I locked him up. And so we try to talk.
Oh,
he's
yes.
Like, you got to we're going to get everybody's best shot.
Going to get the best.
You know, and even like right now, you know, everybody's singing our praises. Oh, the offense this, the offense that, Camden this, Camden that. Like, you know, you saw people not really respect us at first with some of the rankings, which high school rankings technically mean nothing because you got to go play the playoffs.
It's a popularity contest
right.
At first, yeah.
So, you know, as people start to now give you some of that love, that respect, you're going to get everybody's best shot. Like, that's just going to happen because people are going to say, see, I told you they weren't that good. I told you we could do to them what Benedictine did to them. And, like, and so we got to make sure that we, as old Nick Saban says, rat poison. You know, we don't want any of it. You know, just ignore it all and just take each game week by week. But we try to tell the kids to lock in and know they're going to get every single team's best shot.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how's the team doing health-wise at this point? You know, we're – you know, four games in, including the Benedictine game, which is, you know, as physical as any actual game.
Yep. Might as well be halfway through a season, or, you know, if you think about playing, if you're blessed to play 16 weeks again, you're a quarter of the way done. I think we're as healthy as we can be. You know, you obviously have some banged up guys, but we're doing all right. Nothing really serious. We're getting close to getting Stamos back from his ankle injury from a couple weeks ago in practice, so that's a good thing. So right now, everybody's, you know, knock on wood, everybody's in good shape right now, and we just got to continue on that path to be smart in how we practice. But you know, we're still being physical, but we're in good health right now.
With yesterday being a holiday, how does a holiday week affect your team's routine?
Well, you know, as I tell kids when they try to say, oh, we're going out of town, this and that, I say, well, would you tell Nick Saban that you're going to attack? I said, Kirby Smart's not going to care about the cookout that, you know, your parents will want to take you to in Jacksonville or wherever. Like, Coach Smart's going to say, we got practice. And so we practiced at 9 a.m., went to 12, you know, which is a normal amount of time that we go from after school until we get through practicing. So it's a normal deal. You know, we have to go because you got to respect
the game. Of
course, yes. You know, no matter who you're playing, you can't say we're going to take off Monday. That's not respecting the game. I tell the kids all every Friday, one of our power axioms is respect the game. So we had to come in here and get done. We had to get done. And it's unfortunate. And you have kids miss, you know, because, you know, sometimes kids and families, you know, think they understand the dedication or the commitment that you have to make to a varsity sport, but they don't really know until a week like this comes where, you know, you're expected to be here at practice.
Finally, Coach, it looks like we have a tiny reprieve from the heat.
Thank God. There
might be some rain coming in this week. How does that, you know, I mean, I imagine just 10 degrees cooler during the day. I think we got some highs in the low 80s this week. That's got to be helpful.
Highs in the low 80s is awesome because it helps with the energy of practice. You know, these kids go through long days at school. People don't realize sometimes you can be as mentally tired as you are physically tired. And I think that's something that the not having the sun out there, the guys will be mentally into practice a little bit more because they're not just getting – the heat's not scorching earth. So we're excited about that, just praying that it keeps the rain away. You know, we don't have our indoor yet, so just praying that the rain stays away. We'll just take the cool weather and the cloud cover so we can go out and get done what we got to get done.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate you giving me a couple minutes this morning, as always. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come check us out next week. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.